If you're among the tens of millions of Americans who cook with a gas stove, there's some new research that finds more than heat is coming off that blue flame. Stanford University researchers found gas stoves also emit benzene, which is linked to cancer. Jeff Brady from NPR's Climate Desk is here to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Ari.
Before we get to these specific findings, we are hearing a lot about gas stoves this year. Why?
They've become a part of the culture war with, you know, conservatives claiming people want to take your gas stove away, and no one is saying that. But what's important is that there's a growing body of scientific research that shows gas stoves emit some harmful pollutants into homes, especially if you don't have a hood that vents outdoors, and if you don't use that hood every time, even if you're just boiling water.
So the latest addition to that research is this finding about benzene. What did scientists learn?
Well, Stanford researchers measured benzene from gas stoves in 87 California and Colorado homes last year. They found both natural gas and propane stoves emit benzene, and that in some homes, benzene reached levels beyond what is found in secondhand tobacco smoke. Environmental scientist Rob Jackson at Stanford says researchers discovered pollution above what is considered safe.
And we found that in some homes, turning on one gas burner or the oven elevated levels of benzene above that safe benchmark level for as much as 8 hours at a time, not just in the kitchen, but in bedrooms down the hall.
So it lingers in the house. How dangerous is that?
It's important to have a little bit of perspective here. There aren't any studies out there that say, you know, if you cook with a gas stove, you're going to get sick. This is all about increasing risks for illness. And with benzene, we're talking about serious diseases. Exposure is linked to leukemia and other blood cancers. And benzene from stoves may not be important in cities around the world with, you know, really terrible air pollution, where you go outside and there are unsafe levels of benzene in the air. But the U.S. has done a lot to clean up air pollution in recent decades. So here, Jackson says, the gas stoves could be one of the biggest sources of benzene in Americans' lives today.
How's the gas industry responding to this?
The American Gas Association, which represents natural gas utilities, they say they're still evaluating the study, but it's been pretty vigorous in pushing back against research like this. They've employed tactics that other industries have used, like tobacco, to cast doubt over the growing body of research. The National Propane Gas Association says in a statement that air quality can be managed with range hoods or exhaust fans. One problem, though, most people don't use them because they're really loud.
Mine sure is. So ventilation is one solution. What else can a gas stove owner do to protect their health?
You know, for Rob Jackson, the Stanford researcher, he got rid of his gas stove after doing this and some related research on indoor air quality. There's definitely a push out there from climate activists to encourage people to switch to electric induction ranges. Those are energy efficient, and the only pollution coming off them is from the food itself. So, like when you're frying something. But switching the stove, you know, that's expensive. There are some portable induction cooktops out there, and they can be found for as cheap as $50. You can use other electric appliances that would also reduce those pollutants in your house.
That is NPR's Jeff Brady from our climate desk. Thank you.
Thank you, Ari.